February 26th, I believe. Powerful bomb?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of weapon she uses? The weapon she uses is the powerful bomb. This is talking about Mrs. Darth Vader.
Is it really bad?
Is it really bad?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Very powerful than Darth.
Uh-huh. Very powerful than Darth?
Yeah.
I see.
Darth is
a woman. Is
what? Darth
yeah. Is the woman.
Woman.
Very,
she's,
so just,
she's
yeah.
Very
She's very powerful than Darth Vader, that's right.
Darth
and who's the most powerful of all? The very most powerful of all?
The
AT-ATs. The AT-ATs, they're the biggest and the meanest.
So are the AT-ATs, right?
Right. Right. Just like all the, Ross was talking about the stunt carton, and he said it wasn't alive, and couldn't talk, and just went woo, woo, woo. Just like all the other police cars do. This is the first string of three propositions together that I... Actually, I think there was no and before the first two. So he wasn't alive, couldn't talk. So he did. Police copters and police boats and police motorcycles. Police bicycles and so on. He just started stringing off different police vehicles.
Ross said, I'm not going to eat. I'm just going to watch you guys. And then Mary put a bean on his plate and said, I told you, I'm not eating. I'm only eating pizza. What did you say? Tell him.
Yeah.
I'm not eating with you guys. I'm only eating pizza with you guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm not eating that. I mean pizza, you guys.
Now tell that type of story something interesting.
What?
Some interesting story.
Thank you for the stuff.
Yeah. You give it to mom now. Ross Alexander?
Ross was listening to Shana Na, and he said about one of the one who was singing. He worries about the world, doesn't he? And I said, he does? Ross said, yeah, because he sings sadly.
Mm-hmm. Ross said, hey, where do all these grapes come from? And I said, what grapes? And he pointed to Sean Anna, one of the guys dressed up in a fancy suit, and said, that man that tries to put his hands up. Is he a grape?
That's what that man says, Brian.
Grape?
You know what that man says. He says, hey, where does all those grapes come from?
Oh, is that what you said? I understand. Okay, well, let's watch news while we're waiting.
Ross wanted to turn on the TV, and he said, I want to turn on it. And then I want to turn it on. And then he said, you know what I feel like? I feel like a dog instead of a boy. Why do you feel like a dog, Ross?
Because I'm eating dog biscuits.
Because he's eating dog biscuits. Ross called, I don't know who did it first, but one of them called the bird feeder the beef herder. And they both started calling it the beef herder.
I told Ross that one of his figures was a rebel soldier. He said, no, it isn't. And I said, well, what is it? And he thought for a second. He said, maybe rebel soldier. In other words, he couldn't think of a better answer. And I said, yeah. I got it from Adam. And he said, did you go to his house? And I said, no, his mommy brought it to me. And he said, oh. Ross said, you know who I'm going to be? And I said, who? I'm going to be... and then he thought a second and said, you can be Batman, and, you can be Robin, and your daddy is Batman, and I'm going to be Batmite, and guess who's going to be the Joker? Great-great-grandpa, he said, it's going to be Joker.
Well, I was having trouble with his breakfast, and he put his hand to his head, and he trouble eating his breakfast, and he said, somebody destroyed my powers. What happened, Ross? Tell me the whole story. Mm-hmm. And first the building's blowed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they blow up the towers. Mm-hmm. He said blow up is a sort of mix of blow and bloom.
We were talking about the toys that Ross had, and he said, I once had Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I once had Obi-Wan. He makes a distinction between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Obi-Ban. Mm-hmm. No, which one did you have, Ross? It's not true. You didn't have either one, Ross. Maybe he did. You were here in Pittsburgh? Maybe you did have it then. Maybe you did, Mom. I think he did. Obi-Wan had a laser beam. Very good, Ross. Asked Ross if he had given Adam a rubber soul toy gun, and he said, I don't think so. No, I mean rubber soul. Did you give it to Adam? Next time he comes, you will. Yeah, but you didn't give it to him last time. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Well, so we can let IG-88 have Boba Fett's little gun.
Because he doesn't have a gun, and that's why we're letting him have Boba Fett's little gun. This is the use of a progressive to describe an ongoing activity of Prometheus. In this case, I know it's really letting such and such happen. I don't know why that strikes me as interesting. I guess it's sort of not really a progressive use of the progressive. Just sort of a...
Ross was watching Mark. I mean, Ross was watching Dad, Brian. Wash the roof. And he said to Brian, are you quite done?
Ross was had
been given some grapes outside after having run around playing. He said, thanks, Mom, we needed that. And this comes, of course, from some kind of TBR where people give some kind of food. Was it grapes?
Give me a break.
What? And what do they eat? Is it broken, candy mm-hmm. bar?
Mm-hmm.
From the candy bar. And they said, thanks, I needed that. And we totally lost the original sense of the phrase, and he's taking it straight out of the air out, which is the only time he's ever heard it. Did you get the thing about, are you quite done?
Yes, but I didn't comment.
Okay, well, the thing about the are you quite done is that Ross hears that from Mary or I when we're mad at each other, but are you quite done? And someone said something, Ross sort of picks this up as just a single phrase, and are you done? So both these cases, he lost the original sense of the words, but still doing a good job on it. Then the other thing was that he wanted to use the hose to wash Marty's bicycle, and he kept on trying to show me the door, and one of the guys said, Daddy, look, see how dirty the wheel is. What? No, we're not going to wash Marty's bicycle. Because I've got a lot of other things to do. What? You are? That's real wet there, Ross. Don't go there, it's real wet. Real wet. Let's see, the other thing. He said, I guess that was it. It's okay.
Somebody forgot to hang up the Underoos shirts.
And, Ross said, if it was Marty, which of course is not true, because Marty can't even hang up shirts, but what interesting point was that he was trying to assign blame for something. And I wasn't actually interested, I was trying to say that I had to do it. I had to hang up the shirts, so he misunderstood what I was trying to do. So I was trying to assign blame, and I wasn't. He was going to help me assign blame.
I made some comment, March 1st, I made some comment
to Ross about who was that playing up on the chairs and who was playing on top of Marty's potty chair. And Ross said, that was just Ross pretending he was going to fall. was the first case of him referring to himself in terms of a narrative structure outside of reference to me and you. So I'm certain it says last one or something, but that was the first time in a narrow sense that was just. So actually past tense with reference to himself as a third person.
Ross said, I want some toast with honey and butter. I just had a little bit left of mine. That was the last one he had. And I was making it up for him, and he realized that he had sort of was taking away my bread. And he said, why don't we split it? And I said, that's okay, Ross. No, we're not going to split it. You're a good sharer, by the way.
Ross said, no, I ain't going to do it. And I said, Ross, is that a bad word? He said, no.
It's a good way of saying no. No, it isn't. I won't.
Told Ross to get dressed, and he says, Daddy, I need you for these shoes.
Which is a first use of for in that sense, in order to put on. Right? I'm not sure I've ever heard that. Maybe I have, but it seems like it's a very simple conception. I'm not sure I've heard it before. In other words, I need you to put on these shoes. I need you for these shoes. Yeah. You've heard it before. How long ago, Mary, do you think you first heard it?
Ross, do you want me to take away my machi chi? And he said, no, I won't.
He understood me to say, will you take away my machi chi? Will Ross take away the machi chi from Daddy? But Daddy would say, you know, twist on that.
Ross, we were leaving for preschool, and Ross said, before you go, I want to change on for Mrs. Hudak.
Ross said, I said to Ross about the Shana-na. They're singing, and Ross said, yeah, singing is a part of their life.
Ross wanted to pop a bubble that had come in my milk when I
poured it out.
So Ross said, we're going to do some learning books.
And I said, why are you doing learning books for me?
Ross was commenting on the Hulk. He said, I said, it won't come out. He said, his tea won't come out. And I said, Rossi said I said, Mark, he said, it's not working, Daddy. I can't go pee. And I said, why not? He said, because I saw myself go pee. And what refers to a thing where, how do I know you went pee? He said, because I saw myself. This has been going on for a number of months now. But the new thing here is the emphasis on I saw myself, stress on myself, as contrast to somebody else saw me.
Ross said, the reason why I broke my head is because the Hulk pushed me. But no matter how strong I am, the Hulk is even stronger. It was the first case of no matter how even that I heard from him. This was just, so we were talking about jumping around and hurting your bones before that. Why can't you stand on your leg, Ross? It's still breaking apart? Why is it breaking apart? We didn't do anything to it. The Hulk pushed it. Yes?
Head.
You want a bunk on your head?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Ross, do you need to do that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Rossi said, was trying to get us to, me to come and pick him up, and then I said, well, Mommy will come and pick you up. And he said, I got an idea. How about if both of you come? Tell him the idea.
You and Mommy both pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
And both take me to school.
Like who?
And like Shivani's mm-hmm. father and mom.
Very good. That's how what he said is, I got a great idea. How about if you and Mommy both take me up and like pick me up and take me to school like Richie, Shivani's father and mom.
Dad and mom.
Uh-huh. Which one, Billy or Richie Shivani?
Billy.
Okay.
Daddy? What did he say, Mary, that he was going to pour his apple juice back? That he was going to pour his apple juice back, or what? What was it he wanted Martin to do? That whole thing. Ross said, I'm going to take my tape recorder on, and Mary said, you'll get in trouble if you do, and he said, Martin.
Oh, you do it.
And then grinned. In other words, he tried to get Marky to get in trouble. You want Marky to get in trouble? Wouldn't that be cute? And then he'll do it for you and you won't get in trouble? That's a clever idea, Ross. Very bad, too. I said it was a very clever idea and very bad. And then he said, clever, I'm not bad, I'm smart.
I'm good.
Sure you're good, but it's not, you want to get your brother in trouble? Is that good?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Do you know all your letters? Very good. Ross gave me Machichi, Munchichi, which is his sign of his love. And I said, oh, that was really a cute little thing. He said, yeah, crazy Marky, he just threw it into the drawer, which is the first use of a kind of a, that left dislocated structure was, crazy Marky, he just threw it into the drawer that I can record. It's the first use of a left dislocation that I've ever heard Ross do. And it was interesting because it was explicitly used to shift the topic, which was, we hadn't been talking about Mark, and suddenly he introduces Mark as a new topic, right? Crazy Marky, he just threw it into the drawer. And then he went on, what else about Munchichi? Oh, you have action figures. You're giving me action figures, Ross. Ross said something about something being better than the other, and he says it's best, what do you say? It's the best than the other. How did you say that, Ross? What was it? It was something that was
I only gave it for you.
I know, you only gave Munchichi. Anyway, he used best instead of better. Ross saw me take Marky's little pan out of his potty chair, and Ross said, how about if you just open the hatch and pull it out? Which is a nice, because it's sort of proposing an alternative plan to what I had done, right? They do that in Empire? They pull out potty chairs? What do they do? Pull the hatch. Yeah, that's right. It's true, Ross, I've never told him about a hatch, and he does know what a hatch is. It's the thing that you lift up, right? That's right, and so he understood that on the potty chair there was a hatch. What was particularly interesting is the how about proposing an alternative, telling Daddy to do it another way, right? That's a nice idea to tell Daddy to do something another way. Mm-hmm. Marky was being very bad and crying a lot, and Ross said, you know what I would do if I had a boy like that? I'd put him to bed. I said, yeah, that's basically what I did, is I put him to bed, Ross. He said, yeah, I wouldn't spank him. I just put him to bed. Ross had pulled his Band-Aid off the night. I said, oh, it came off. And he said, yeah. And he said, yeah, it came off last night. I picked and picked and picked, and finally, what?
Yeah.
And finally it came off.
Finally it was early and it came off.
No, finally it was early and it came off.
Yeah.
I told Mary that, you can take salt out of new potatoes. You take the salt out of a lot of things, but you can't take salt out of new potatoes. And Mary said, these aren't new potatoes. And I said, oh, it doesn't matter which one. And then Ross sort of chimed in on top of it and said, doesn't matter which one, sort of showing that he agreed with me, right? He was telling Mommy what the truth was. That's an interesting use of imitation. And it's formally quite simple, but...
It's almost on the heels of what you said.
No, but...
Just so quickly.
It wasn't just an imitation, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Marky might say something like that. Mary was saying that if you hit the silver bell, it makes dents in it. And we asked Ross what a dent was. I said little bumps, and he pointed to his tooth, maybe because of a dentist. And then he showed real little thing, he said. I said, what is it? He said, real little.
Look at that.
Curry doesn't quite know what a band is. Ross, do you really know what a band is, yes or no? And tell us what it is. I want Ross to tell me. What is a band? What kind of itty bitty thing is it?
A dot.
A doll?
A dot.
A dot? What shape is it?
Straight.
Hmm. Could you show me a dent? Find a dent. Maybe you can show me one, Mom. Maybe Russ can show me a dent. Uh-huh. There is. There are little dents in there. Oh, Russ was insisting on getting a Band-Aid. He said, I hate to push it, but I have to. Why do you have to push it, Russ? If I brought you a Band-Aid, would you be the sweetest little boy? You would be just a darling.
Well, you know what you do? You go in the tub and wash your fingers off.
Loretta Lynn, the country singer, was advertising for Crisco recipes. And she wasn't singing or anything. She was just talking. And I don't think Ross knows anything about her, but she does have a very strong accent. Anyway, when she was through, Ross started doing the wahoo, yahoo, like you do on the Dukes of Hazzard. He just told me the Dukes. So I guess he recognized the accent. How come you went yahoo after that woman was talking?
Because I liked it.
I know, but what did yahoo have to do with the way she was talking?
She was my Duke.
She sounds like she's from Dukes?
Yeah.
She looks like she's from Duke.
She looks like Daisy.
Oh, she looks like Daisy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Ross said, I needed an AT-AT, so could we buy an AT-AT tonight? That's really a very common type of form that he uses. Such and such is true, and therefore is the consequence. Ross brought me a prisoner, he said, and... Where was that? A prisoner you'd caught? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I'll put him in jail. And he said, yeah. He had told me, I couldn't see him, so he said it was a magic prisoner. And I put him in jail, and he said, that's a jail he can't get out. Even if he's magic, because that's a magic jail. So the idea is that he can't get out. So if it's magic, which is stronger, his magic or the jail's magic, Ross? Okay. And a little earlier, Ross was downstairs with Mark playing Chips motorcycles, and he said, you'll be needing these later, Mark. This is some kind of gloves, I guess, they were going to play with. And you know what I did? I locked those bad guys into the jail, and then I locked the master into the jail, and here he is. Showed it to me. I crunched him into pieces. Right?
In a garbage truck.
A garbage compactor.
Yeah. Garbage compactor.
That's different from a tractor beam.
Tractor beam?
A tractor beam and a garbage compactor. Can you say them both?
Garbage compactor.
And what's a tractor beam?
Tractor beam.
What does a tractor beam do?
Trap beam.
It traps and keeps them so you can't go away. You get a tractor beam on you, then your ship can't fly off.
No.
Rossi was drinking water, and Marky wants some. He said, no, Marky, it's his turn. It's Daddy's turn. It was my turn to drink, I guess, water for cleaning up my mouth from toothpaste. As soon as you finish it, you can have that, Ross said. And then I needed a glass. He meant, and so you can have his apple juice. And that was essentially a request. Ross wanted me to get him some tennis shoes or something, and I said he had to be a good boy, and he said, okay, if you do what I want you to do, then I'll do what you want me to do. But if you do, he had it right, if you do what I want you to do, then I'll do what you want me to do. Right.
Not a bad little thing, considering I can't even remember myself. Roth said that water bags are more funner than water from glasses. And that's why my friend, water in glasses, and that's why my friend Jace threw this in the water, right?
He had to get a drink for me and my Batman,
mm-hmm.
and him, and
I'm
and
Batman.
Batwoman.
I'm Batman. And who are you?
Robin, mm-hmm. and Batwoman.
Mm-hmm. You didn't tell me about this. You just made
it
up now.
And he got that, and he got uh-huh. for and he got for himself too.
Uh-huh. So I'll save some for Jason. I'll give some to Batwoman. They went into Mary and said, "Hey, Batwoman, what are you doing?" A little earlier, he had used the word. He had used well. He asked me if I wanted some water from his water bag. I said, "No, thank you." And I said, "Maybe I will have it." And he sat for a while and said, "Well," in other words, "If you want it, why don't you have some right now?"